has been kind enough to join us this morning here on the Gabriel Pizza Hotline. How are you doing this morning, Brad?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. Do we find you in, are you in Columbus still? Are you in Ottawa? We're hopefully not in Vancouver, or it'd be 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, no, I'm on Mississippi Lake right now, just west of Ottawa. So been here for just under a week. Moving everything out of Columbus, selling the house there, and then going to relocate to Vancouver, obviously.
Sweet. Are the fish biting on Mississippi Lake at all?
Unfortunately, no, I've been shut out. I'm not very happy about that. I usually have some pretty good pictures by now, so I don't know what I'm doing wrong this year compared to the previous years, but hopefully they come around here soon. It's been frustrating.
Brad, for that, hey, 5 years in Columbus, certainly a changing in Mr. Tortorella. When it comes to the assistant coaching job, you know what you signed up for, but did it feel like this was kind of the time to make a change and seek a new opportunity?
Yeah, I worked with lots of different personalities. I've been really blessed to be around the game as long as I have. And, you know, with that, you get to see the Ken Hitchcocks, Andy Murray, you know, Mike Kitchen, Torts, lots of guys with different ways to try and go about the same goal. And you learn from everyone. You take lots of positives from everyone. You watch a few things with each guy that you would probably do a little different yourself. So for me, it's given me a chance to really know who I am as a coach, you know, that sort of self-evaluation. It didn't seem like I've been doing the same thing for a long time, but when I started talking to Travis Green about this job, which is a little bit more like an associate job without the title, more like an associate where I'll be helping with the power play, the penalty kill, 5-on-5, helping with the D. I mean, there really isn't a part of the team that I won't be touching, probably aside from goaltending. And I worked with Ian Clark in Columbus.
Oh, dear. Okay.
What's going on with my phone?
I'm not sure. okay, I'm going to put you back on hold. Amber, maybe you can resituate Brad as far as where he is. Sometimes it's all about where you stand, right?
Yeah.
If you're near the window and, you know.
Yeah,
it's...
that's true. Yeah, I know the old apartment there, South Rock, looks kind of funny.
Yeah, I'm outside.
Okay, there we go. That sounded stronger. That sounded better.
All right.
Let's give it one more try, Brad. How's that sound?
Okay. I apologize. So anyway, it's just a different job description, and the more Travis talked about it, the more exciting it got. So, I'm real interested in see how it all fits. I think it suits my skill package really well. What I'm good at, I think, is a lot of what Travis has talked about needing. So I think we'll complement one another pretty well.
With Brad Shaw, who is a new assistant coach with the Vancouver Canucks. I've got to think, Brad, especially with your experience in dealing with defensemen in particular, you've got to be looking forward to working with Quinn Hughes. From afar, what has been your thoughts about him?
Well, an excellent offensive player, obviously. Great vision and mobility and passing, shooting, everything that you expect. Real calm under pressure. As a smaller player, he's going to have to learn how to defend so that he can play against a bigger variety of players. So when he can get to that point, and the coach who's putting him on the ice feels comfortable against speed, against size, against any sort of threat, then you get to really use him as you like. And I think that's going to be his biggest challenge, is to learn how to do that and then incorporate it into his game on a regular basis and really get close to what Vancouver feels he can become.
Brad, now that you mentioned that, I have to go Ottawa Senators, and a long discussion has been on Mr. Brännström here and a bit undersized. When you talk about that in kind of a fairly quick summary, like tactically, strength-wise, like what are some of the pointers you would give to somebody like Brännström or Hughes, as you said, to be a more effective 5-on-5 player?
Well, body position trumps everything for me in how I've ever coached defending or checking. And I watched Marcus Nuttavaara come into Columbus my first year there. He might have weighed 160 pounds soaking wet. and wondered to myself, how is he ever going to win a puck battle? And then marveled at how he won almost every one. And the one thing that if you talk to any coach, they're going to tell you that they probably learned as much from watching players as they did coming in with their own experiences. And I think I've been blessed to work with lots of great defensemen and then lots of unique defensemen. The Marcus Nidovar is very unique. He's still not a very big guy, but amazing with his feet and his stick position, his anticipation, his ability to know what the next offensive play will be so that he can be a step ahead. And I think those are all challenges for somebody who's not on the bigger size, on the scale, not a bigger guy. That's something that you have to learn. I talked to Max Domi about that this year in Columbus, where how do I win against Jordan Staal? We had just played Carolina, and he goes, "Well, how do I win that one on one?" And we talked about patience, we talked about body position, we talked about all these details and habits that for the guys that do it well, they don't even think about it. They're just doing it naturally, and that's part of the challenge of a coach is to get these guys to the point where they're not thinking about it anymore. It just becomes a part of what they're doing every time they're on the ice.
With Brad Shaw, new assistant coach with the Vancouver Canucks. Brad, you grew up in Canada. You played junior hockey here in Ottawa. But this will be, I believe, because you went Islanders, Blues, Columbus, your first time coaching in an NHL market in Canada. What do you imagine that to be like, if anything?
Well, I think the 1 year in New York will help me. There's going to be more scrutiny. There's going to be more opinion, and there's no shortage of that in New York. So I think looking back on that year, I'm a much different coach than I was 15, 16 years ago. So I'm much more comfortable in my own skin. I'm much more comfortable with how I see the game and how I see the game needing to be played to have success. And that's always changing as well. I mean, it's never changed faster than it has the last 3, 4, 5 years. So with that, the coaches have to change. But I think I'm much more prepared for that level of scrutiny and what's going to come with the playing in a Canadian city and certainly one that's not happy with their previous season too. So we've got a big challenge ahead of us, and I think that's what's exciting about it. I think we're all competitive guys, whether we're playing or coaching. And for our staff, we've already talked about how we want to, get relevant again, be a team that teams have to reckon with, and that's a little bit or a big part of our challenge.
Brad, was this year a tough year on and off the ice? I don't mean personally, but just seemed to be an awful lot going on in Columbus, whether it be injuries, trades, and certainly on the ice, I don't think was what you expected when you started the season.
Well, no, we had kind of had a pretty good run there of 4 years in the playoffs, and maybe you get a little complacent after that. I'm not sure. There was a lot of distractions. I'm not sure we dealt very well with those distractions. Looking back, I would say that nobody would be happy with that year. We feel we left some stuff on the table, and there was so many little things that didn't go our way, and our response to them, I think, is probably what led us down the wrong path. Maybe as much as what was actually happening, and that's a lesson there. You're either winning or you're learning in this game, and I'm not sure who first said that. It wasn't me, so I can't take credit for that one, but I love it because they're both positives. And, we did a lot of learning this year. And so for the guys that are still in Columbus, I wish them all the best. There's some great people there on and off the ice. And I really enjoyed my 5 years there, but I am I'm really excited to get to a Canadian market, where you're number one. You're not playing behind the St. Louis Cardinals, for 10 years, and then the Ohio State Buckeyes for 5 years in Columbus. The Canucks are going to be the first thing people are talking about, and from that standpoint, it's very exciting to be in that type of market.
Brad, what was it like to coach this year in a COVID world where last year in the bubble, it was all self-contained. This year you're traveling around, but some of the players and people we've talked to said it was kind of a lonely existence to be in the NHL this year. What was it like for you?
Yeah, I would agree with that. Lonely is a good word. We were fairly blessed in our division. We had Dallas, Florida, Tampa, Carolina, some fairly warm climate destinations. So we had the opportunity to get out and walk or run or enjoy some of the better weather much earlier in the season. So I think that helped us get out of the hotel room. But you get a bad rainy day and it's down to the meal room and back to your room, and then it's to the rink and back to your room and down to the meal room again and back to your room. it was pretty mind-numbing. I just can't imagine for the players, too, where you get to these cities that it can be so much fun to go out and grab a bite to eat and see some of what these cities have to offer. And we just never really saw that. We saw the inside of our hotel room, and then we saw the big room where the team got together to have our meals. And that was it was just a very different feel, especially on the road. And it'd be very exciting to get back to a more regular sort of season next year. Hopefully we can get there.
In the NHL, generally keep injuries private, Brad, but do you think as kind of fans or media, we kind of glossed over the toll it may have taken on some players that actually ended up with COVID and weren't able to necessarily get back to normal or get their conditioning back in a condensed season?
Yeah, there were certain teams that got hit hard. I think Vancouver is one of them. You know, I think it's a real tough season to judge that group. With everything they went through, and then they packed all those games in at the end to get them in. I thought it was a real tough mental test. I think the regular season can be tiring mentally anyway, but I just found this year we had a lot more guys seem to struggle with it on the mental side. And, the more open we can get for next season, the better. So I'm really hoping that we can get close. It's fun watching the American games right now with full capacity or almost full capacity, and that's exciting to see because the fans really drive it. The energy that they provide to the games and to the building is it's a game changer. And you watch highlights from the Montreal Winnipeg, and then you go watch a Vegas Colorado, and it's like they're playing in a different league. And that's the fans add so much to the game, and it's never been more apparent than the last sort of year and a half where they've been either not there or there on a very limited basis.
Are you getting a housing allowance out in Vancouver?
Well, not really. My wife and I are very excited to get out there. It is a tough market as far as affordability, though. So. We're just going to rent out there anyway, but still, it's a challenge. But we're heading out there early next week to have a look around and see what makes sense for her and I. And then once that gets done, then we can focus on the hockey part of the job.
We've all watched every episode of Listed or Love It, so if you need an insider in real estate in Vancouver, we'll help Mary out.
All right.
Sounds good.
I appreciate it, guys.
All right. Appreciate you coming on, Brad. Enjoy, and hopefully the fish will start biting for you soon out on Mississippi Lake. And appreciate your time this morning, and best of luck moving forward with the Vancouver Canucks.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on, and sorry about the technical glitches, but I'm hoping to get one of those fish on my line here real soon. You guys have a great day.
All right, you too. Thanks.